There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Alrighty. Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler on the air with several resolves to unpleasantness. That's, well, maybe possible resolves. I feel more hopeful today. People say, huh? After all the shoot 'em ups everywhere, bombs blowing up people, guns killing people, Paris, the site of a massacre, a couple of more people shot in an unrelated incident there today. But you know what? That having been said, there is what I consider to be a very hopeful sign from the president of Egypt. If you're not aware of what he has said, in essence, it's a call to arms for those who are Muslims. The mainstay of the Muslim world needs to get together, or the Muslim religion will become like the Guardians of the Galaxy, the good guys wiping out all the bad guys. I don't expect that we can wipe out 1.6 billion people, but, and I know you guys are smiling with my reference to the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Love the movie.
But who among us are the guardians of our planet? Who guards us? Like the Guardians of the Galaxy,
against the bad. I think a lot of people would say the United States and its allies are the guardians of the planet, at least from our perspective.
From our perspective.
I think these guys that went in and shot up Charlie Hebdo, they think they are the guardians of the galaxy and the planet.
Yep, that's exactly right. So who decides who the good guys are and who the bad guys are?
The one with the most guns at the end.
The one with the most money and the most guns and the most power. And with the Muslim world growing in population, pretty powerful influence.
Do you believe that guns and power are stronger than good hearts and good thoughts?
No. But it happens that sometimes, and World War II is probably the best example of it, you got to go there to wipe out what comes about as a result of too many germs. You know what I mean? Too many mental germs. And so the essence of what has happened over the years since World War II, World War II sort of, I take a deep breath before I say this, sort of legitimized the kind of warfare
force
that we then, using the force that was at our disposal to control or fix a situation. We tried it in Korea. Didn't work. We tried it in Vietnam.
It did work in Korea.
No, it didn't. Not really. I mean,
it didn't have an immediate effect, but look at South Korea today, and it did work.
Well, but look at North Korea today. That doesn't work, and that was part of the communist business of separating the good guys from the bad guys.
It allowed South Korea to be its own individual country and stand on its own and thrive, and you would not have South Korea today without the Korean conflict.
But they're still upset there. That's kind of, I mean, does war, maybe the better way of looking at it is trying to understand whether these kind of wars or any kind of war really settle anything. It sure as hell hasn't done anything in Iraq and Afghanistan, but kill a lot of Americans and locals and make a lot of money for the...
You really look at and go, it was a resounding success.
Right. It did what it needed to do. My point, which somehow was a little bit diluted by what you were saying, but you weren't inaccurate in looking at Korea, the essence of it is, but there was no clean resolve.
Right.
I mean, World War II, you got the bad guys.
It took 40 years to be able to see the result.
The Japanese were destroyed. Right. The Germans were destroyed. The Italians were destroyed.
You can put it all in a movie.
Done.
You can put it all in a two-hour movie and you see the beginning and the end.
It's called The Interview.
Exactly.
So, but you can't say that about Vietnam. You can't say that about Korea. You can't say that about the Middle East wars. You can't.
You sit here every day and you look at the news and you see all this stuff and you just have to believe that good will triumph in the end.
Right.
And if you don't believe that, you're, I mean, what kind of life are you living?
Yep.
All right. I'm looking at something that I don't want to forget. Before, I want to go back to the Parisian situation in a moment because we've got somebody who's close to the circumstances. But before we get there, I believe this to be the number one most important item of the day for those of you who think and work through stuff that's important to you. I believe this will have more impact on you than anything else you'll hear from anybody today. And that is something that was found in a plastic storage crate. This crate was filled with backyard dirt. It has yielded the most powerful antibiotic discovered in decades. For those of you who continue to want to protect your children from dirt, maybe you need to do a little research into this and see how erroneous your thinking is. Because dirt's not bad. Dirt is good. There are some things in the soil, as the MIT researchers suggest, that, you know, we don't want to be too much a part of our environment. But you know, you get down to, you know, the old business, and I don't get too crude here, staying away from fecal matter and the urine and that kind of stuff. It may not be as bad as it has been thought to be. And I'll leave it at that. Just to, this is something that'll grow, and all the doctors that are associated with our program here will talk about this, and we'll get a handle on it. But I remember back to the time I was taking tetracycline as a teenager because I had really bad acne. And what I realized by reading through this report is tetracycline came from soil bacteria. Found it in the 60s. Became a defense against a lot of things in the 70s. Well, actually, when did I tell? I was taking it in the 60s. Anyway, most soil germs cannot be grown in the lab and studied, and that's why I brought in a box of dirt. Okay, let's look at this. It was that simple, really. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, on the Good Day agenda here in a moment, Patrick Poole will join us. We talk about security and terrorism, focusing on the Paris attack in a moment. This is Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than $1. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Patrick Poole, who is the National Security and Terrorism Correspondent for PJ Media. Go to pjmedia.com. He wrote yesterday, quote, back in October after two separate terror attacks in Canada, I coined the term known wolf syndrome. As I noted, in many of these terror cases, the suspects are already known to law enforcement authorities. And he recounted a number of similar instances here in our country of domestic terrorism. So, Patrick, is that, do we know who these people, or did somebody know? I didn't know. But did somebody know who these attackers were before the attack?
Well, in fact, they did. One of the suspects, who by the way, all three are still on the loose. The one kid that they arrested, it appears he was actually at school at the time. The supposed driver, the Sharif Kouachi, who seems to be the ringleader. He's already been in prison on supporting terrorism charges. He was helping guys travel to Iraq to fight coalition forces there, and the French only arrested him when he decided he was preparing to go to Iraq himself. He spent a year and a half in prison. So yeah, I mean, he was well known to authorities.
So were there three or five? I thought it was someplace I got the idea there were five.
There were some initial reports that there were five. But the French authorities have come out and said that they're looking for three, the two shooters and one who was driving the car.
What do you think of the Egyptian president saying it's time for the Muslims in the world to get their act together? That's basically what he's saying.
Doug, I thought that was a remarkable event that got virtually no play in the U.S. media here, where you have the president of the largest Arab country in the world, in front of the probably the most preeminent Islamic body, Al-Azhar University, on the planet, and say, look, you know, this is a problem with, and he called out the imams, and he called out Sharia.
Yeah.
It was simply remarkable. And then here, just the other day, he appeared at the cathedral for the Catholic Christmas services, which were earlier this week. He was the first Egyptian president to do so. Mm-hmm. So, and again, the U.S. media just,
Well, the U.S. media is asleep at the wheel. We know
the Islamic world is waiting on you, the imams, because the Islamic world is being torn. It is being destroyed. It is being lost, and it is being lost by our own hands.
Yep.
We need a revolution of self.
Yeah. So the outrage around the globe, now that we've had this incident in Australia, it just keeps getting wider and broader. This antisocial behavior, which is a nice way of putting it, somebody's got to wake up. Somebody's got to take a leadership position, or these people will become an albatross to themselves. Yes?
Well, that's certainly the case in France, where I think it's important for your listeners. This is not the first terror attack in the past month. I mean, there were three terror attacks before Christmas, which again got slight coverage here in the U.S. media. One where a guy went into a police station shouting Allahu Akbar, stabbed a police officer.
Yep.
Two other cases where guys drove over pedestrians, killing a number of them.
U.S. media has been asleep. Patrick, thanks for being awake. Patrick Poole from pjmedia.com here on Good Day.
You pick pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Ah, as Richie would say, Gladys Knight.
She's leaving, Dougie.
I hope so.
I'm leaving you.
L.A.
Leaving me in L.A.? Okay.
Too much fun.
I'm ready.
You can't even get to L.A.
No, I can't.
So he's leaving the life. He's come to know.
What a great, great song. Isn't this great?
He said he's going back to mine.
Going back to find a warmer climate.
Going back to mine.
This was not supposed to be her song, by the way. You know that. And it was originally called Midnight Train to New York.
The world he left behind.
I'm not yanking your chain. It was not originally the Midnight Train to Georgia. Or maybe it was the Midnight Train to Florida or something. Bob, will you do some research on that and figure it out before we get done here? I know it was not originally it was not Gladys Knight doing Midnight Train to Georgia. It was somebody else doing Midnight Train to Florida. But I can't remember the rest of the story. So I've enlisted the help of my pal Bob Kay, who's here with Rich McFadden on Good Day. The reason we're playing this song now is to call attention to the fact that Gladys Knight, who continues to tour a number of venues, 40, 50 venues a year, has decided she wants to try her hand at acting again. So she's going to play a psychic. Why'd they hire Dionne Warwick to do that? What is it? Home in Cleveland? What's the name of that show that Betty Davis? Hot in Cleveland. Yeah. One more season there, so she's going to be on that show. So, good luck to her.
This song was originally written and performed by Jim Weatherly under the title Midnight Plane to Houston.
You didn't Midnight Plane to Houston. I knew it was something. Couldn't remember.
Based on a conversation he had with somebody about taking a plane to Houston.
Yeah.
He wrote it originally as a country song.
Yeah. Nice. See, a little Richie something in my mind, a little crack in the crevice back there. I remember enough to be dangerous. Couldn't remember any more than that, but thank you. It is amazing. I know you.
When Gladys gets on it, she changes it to Georgia, and bam.
Bingo. There you go.
Number one, baby.
Next item of interest regarding a well-known singer, Neil Young.
Let me guess.
All right.
He's talking about audio quality on the music you're listening to, right?
Well, he's got this music player called the Pono.
Yes, right.
P-O-N-O. And it's now apparently going on sale because he had a very successful Kickstarter campaign. God love him, another one of those. Pono will be in retail stores starting next week. It's not going to be everywhere. 80 locations at places like Fry's. You know who was the first person, Richie, to send me to a Fry's store?
Bob the guy.
Yeah, got it. I remember going in. I think I went in with you, as a matter of fact. Went into a Fry's store. Oh, my God, they're great. There was one on La Cienega near KBC, wasn't there?
What? Yeah, not too far from there.
Yeah.
Here's the deal,
on Sepulveda. Sepulveda.
Yeah.
With all of this music.
Yeah.
What Neil Young and others are complaining about is ever since music has gone digital from a CD or a record to an MP3, the quality of the MP3 has to throw out artifacts of the music to be able to fit into the file. So Neil Young is trying to say, let's take this back up to a Wave or a Floss, your FLAC.
So did he develop this himself or he had somebody do it and he put his name behind it?
The file formats are there. He's just developing the player and championing the audio quality. Yesterday at the CES, Sony releases their own player that does the same thing that costs $1,000. So there's a movement right now.
But this one's only $399, Richie.
But
the Pono is $399.
Right. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
All of this Pandora, all of this Amazon music, all of your iTunes music, it's already degraded down to a smaller file size. It's going to take years to get back up to bigger quality audio.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I know a little insight on that. Every record company masters every record in five different levels, and one of them is that one.
All right. The Pono.
Oh, no.
Perverted. 20.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll
called a freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Today's a good day. I live up to my reputation. Today's a good day. To free us up and combination. No matter what you say, the moonwalk is in your play.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, and Bob McKay is here. Sounds like a disc jockey, right? Oh, he was in his earlier
years. Stack of Wax Miles Files.
Yes, it's moldy, oldie, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records. Okay, so some good news in the commodity department. Oil dropping another $2 yesterday down to $48 a barrel.
So at what point does this get concerning, that oil?
It depends on who you're talking to.
So, you're right.
If you're talking to the average motorist who's paying the least amount of money for gasoline he's paid for 8 or 9 years, then he or she is a happy camper.
And the other upside to this that we've been talking about, you and I, and is that this puts really hardships on Russia, Venezuela, and Iran.
Yeah.
Now, the downside of that is once Russia's economy really goes into the toilet, which is in many ways a good thing, it's also a bad thing because it affects the world economy, and that's what everybody's afraid of, is that Russia is getting to the point where their economy is getting so much into the toilet that it's going to affect the world economy and the stock market and our 401ks and our economy here.
Well, what do you want? You got to pick it. You can't have it both ways. You have to pick it. You want the oil companies. If you have stock in the oil companies and they're in your 401k, you're not going to be happy. I know a fellow who started and sort of one of those, what do they call them, wildcatters, or what do they call them? The oil guys that go out and they're wild. Whatever. And he bought 3,000 oil wells and opened them up, made more money than you can count. And he got a lot of oil stock. Not doing so well at the moment,
But you know what? He said to me, I made $45 million doing all this. I have the $45 million. So if my stock goes down, I don't think we have to worry too much about. This is a guy, by the way, who drives a Toyota RAV. His wife drives a six-year-old Lexus, one of those little Lexus.
Yeah.
The guy's got $45 million in cash. Him. And that's he says, okay, I got it. I'm living well. And my children will all live well. And their children will all live well as long as it's done well. And that's, you know, that's because of his good fortune.
Good for him.
But he wasn't good. He wasn't for. He's smart. And he understood. He got a job. He was an accountant. Got a job working for one of the big, what is it, Deloitte Touche or whoever. I don't remember. Some big accounting firm. And his, so I love Bob. There's always a hackle in the background. His job was to do the accounting for the oil companies that they had as clients. So he looked, look at this stuff. And says, oh, wait, I can do this way. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he borrowed some money from his uncle or something and got started. And they became a developing company and then the oil. And my God, the guys had a great time of it. Meanwhile, cheap oil prices are a big problem for the companies that build facilities or equipment that extract the oil and the gas and the other commodities like we're talking about. Pain is starting to hurt the business of making oil production equipment. U.S. Steel laying off 750 workers. This is what Richie's talking about. Where is the pain? We got gain over here. With the gain is pain over there.
And the other thing is the people who are doing the fracking.
Yep.
It costs so much money to frack that oil is so
they'll
cheap
stop.
Now, it's not worth it.
No, they'll stop for a while.
So they'll stop.
Right. Yeah. So U.S. Steel fell 57 cents yesterday. Let's see, a couple of other companies are involved. Well, you get the story. The non-oil companies being hurt by the cheap crude. Other business news, for those of you who are worried about the future of JCPenney, and I must tell you, I was one of them. I think it's one of the great American success stories in retail. So when they started having problems because they couldn't quite find their identity, it looked like it was curtains. Nope. Penny shares have gone up 20% because they posted yesterday their sales gain from last year. So good for them.
I don't see how department stores stay in business now.
It's, oh, my God. When you hear all of us.
Old Navy and all these other smaller kind of just clothing.
Specialty stores.
Specialty stores in cooking goods. Specialty stores in electronic goods.
Yep.
Specialty stores in clothing goods. Yep. I don't know how a department store stays in business anymore.
Hard to do it.
It's a tough model.
All right. News from General Motors today. Planning to offer discounts to drivers using OnStar. And the perk includes knowing where the nearest Dunkin' Donuts is. They're going to beam donut discounts to GM drivers who have OnStar. That, if you buy OnStar, you're going to get a direct link to the nearest Dunkin' Donuts.
So what?
My Dunkin' Donut.
The service, dubbed At Your Service, offered to OnStar users in the U.S. and Canada starting next month. The service will be provided by GM's Information Service Navigation Tool.
I don't get it.
The discounts will be offered when you ask for directions to Dunkin' Donuts, for example.
So who would pay? I think OnStar is like $8 or $10 a month.
Yeah, something like that.
And all it does is give you directions. Okay, I can do that on my phone.
Yeah, you have a GPS. What do you need that for?
Maybe show you some broken
down.
Okay, I can do that on my phone.
Right.
And most cars come with GPS mapping systems now, like...
Richie, can you get a Priceline reservation on your GPS?
Yes.
You can?
On my phone.
Right, but absolutely. You got to go somewhere. The online OnStar system will allow you also to book a hotel using Priceline on OnStar. How in the name of God that it works, Who knows, but somebody's got to figure it out.
The only thing that they could be selling is a concierge service.
Yeah.
So if there's somebody that physically answers the phone and helps you book a reservation, and while you're driving down the road, okay, sure. If they're going to sell a concierge service, I see that being of value.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it's just a digital connection thing, everybody's phone knows that. What's the value?
You know what?
Well, they originally had great plans for providing content on OnStar. And if you remember, Doug, I used to work for a company that was going to be providing audio content.
I remember that.
Through OnStar services. And we were at CES every year demonstrating our product through the OnStar system.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, they went the way of Silicon Valley.
Well, that's because of the XM Sirius.
Yeah, well, it's more because there wasn't the cell phone technology that we have today. Mm-hmm. XM Sirius wasn't.
You were ahead of your time. Yeah. That whole idea
way ahead.
Yeah, way 10 years ahead of its time. Anyway, I find this interesting. And of course, the Consumer Electronics Show is the place where you find all of these things going on, all these announcements. But in my neighborhood, if you ask for directions to a Dunkin' Donuts, you go out on Route 20, Route 30, Route 9, it'll ask you which way.
Every block.
Every block is a Dunkin' Donuts. Every single block on a major highway, you'll find a Dunkin' Donuts. They're all over the place. Good Lord. All right, let's get into food in another way. In a moment, we're going to meet Allison Kaufman, who is the Director of Hunger and Nutrition at the Jewish Family and Children's Service. She has come up with some instruction, Richie. This is aimed at you, basically, because I know you love to cook.
Yep.
Bob and I are not so good at this. But if you're into home cooking and you're looking for multiply good ideas, is that the right adjective?
No, but
multiple good ideas. lots of good ideas, right? And what better way, somebody who has been working with people who don't have kitchens to come up with good food, home cooking ideas.
But
this sounds like an interesting idea. The concept is interesting. That's why we're going to focus on it in a moment here on Good Day.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money. So I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance,
which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Bob Kay, and I have Allison Kaufman here with us. She's the Director of Hunger and Nutrition at the Jewish Family and Children's Services. And this book that you can download at, it's called Home Cooking Without a Kitchen. Is it at all of the, is there a national website, Allison, for the downloading of this cookbook?
Hi. Yes, we have the cookbook available on jfcfboston.org, which is our website at Jewish Family and Children's Service. And we hope that as many people get to download it as possible.
All right, so what's the origin? Yeah, it is very interesting as I look at this. What's the origin of this? The idea of home cooking. The book is called Home Cooking Without a Kitchen. You can download it free at jfcsboston.org /cookbook. Where does this come from? Where do these ideas generate?
So the idea is actually from 5 years of working with homeless families who were living in a hotel right up the road from our office in Waltham, Massachusetts.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. These are homeless people living in a hotel.
That's right.
So they weren't really homeless.
They're homeless in the sense that they don't have their own home to live in.
Got it.
So they're being housed in hotels by the state.
But this also works for people who are living in shelters.
And I will just add this data point, which is that 1,700 families are currently being housed in hotels in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And there are a number of other homeless families living in other situations as well.
Okay.
Right.
Shelters and are living in hotels, and obviously there's no kitchen there, and they have kids to feed. This is where
you come in. Exactly. All they have is a microwave and a bathroom sink and a little mini fridge like you might have in college to do all of their food preparation.
So where do they get their food from? Where does the food come from that they're cooking?
They, different places, some of the families might access food from the local supermarket, you know, which is a hardship in itself because many people don't have transportation to and from the supermarket.
Well, does the supermarket give them the food? They buy the food?
No, they buy it.
They do.
They do buy it. Other families, you know, might be accessing food from a food program, like a food pantry in the area. So all different situations.
All right, would you mind, Allison? Richie's going to get upset with me. I'm going to digress again for a moment because I went off on the other thing. The other part of this is, and this is something you see, it must frustrate you, Allison, actually. The stores, I pick up food from grocery stores, mostly bread, tofu, that sort of thing, veggies, to feed to my cows on the farm. Because the stores are not allowed to give the food to organizations like yours so that they could help people who are homeless and don't have any way to. So somebody's got to cough up the money to buy food that they could be given if the law wasn't so stupid for free.
If your cows had good lawyers like homeless people do, then they would be able to sue if they get bad food, and then the food would go right back to the people that it needs to go to.
You know, I'd actually like to correct that. It's actually a misconception. There is a Good Samaritan law that protects supermarkets from any liability from giving food.
Really?
There's also a new legislation being put in place in Massachusetts that bans any organization that's disposing of over 1 ton of food waste in a week from it ending up in landfills.
Really? Okay.
So that opens up channels, you know, including giving it to people who need it, but also renewable energy.
Okay, so with the 60 seconds that we have left, let's talk about this cookbook that helps people cook.
And what kind of things are you cooking? And it's good for other people than just homeless people, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, I think that's the beauty of it. We really think these recipes are great. They're all nutritious. I'm a registered dietitian.
So give us an example of one. Give us one popular recipe.
One of my favorite recipes is actually something I used to make for myself in college. It's the egg sandwich for breakfast. And it's whole wheat bread, avocado, and a scrambled egg that's cooked in the microwave. It takes a minute, and it's super easy.
There you go. What's wrong with that? Sounds very healthy. Very nutritious.
Actually, I can do that here at work. Right. We don't have a stove at work.
All right, so there's plenty. Yeah, exactly. This could be applied to work.
I have a microwave and a refrigerator
people
here.
People traveling.
Multi-level.
Oh, yeah. That's home enough. Cooking without a kitchen. Download it at jfcsboston.org.
Make a donation.
Cookbook. And make a donation. Yeah, right. Allison Kaufman, thank you. That was nice.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Have we got something for you? You.
You.
It's Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend. His wife likes him, too.
I kind of like him myself.
Charlotte likes him a lot, as do most pets who get to know what Warren is all about. Warren Eckstein, hosting the Pet Show every weekend on a lot of great radio stations to carry this program. I love having Warren here because we can get to the bottom of things, talk about the latest news. Here's the story of a hotel whose guests get welcomed with a wagging tail and or a warm lick to the face, whichever they choose. The dog comes out from behind the registration desk, has an adopt-me vest on. Visitors arrive at the Aloft Hotel in downtown Asheville, North Carolina. And now, this is the only hotel in this country where guests can adopt a dog as it greets them when they check in. How do you like that for a story, Warren?
Very cool.
Pretty good idea.
And you like that?
Yeah, actually, they're doing something at hospitals like that now, where, you know, they take dogs to hospitals to help patients.
Really?
Now they're taking dogs to hospitals to help the doctors and nurses in emergency rooms because of the stress. And by doing that, they're finding that the doctors and nurses are adopting half of the dogs that they're bringing over.
This is run by Charlie's...
There's some fleas inside of them, but other than that, it works out well.
Charlie's Angels Animal Rescue in Asheville. This would be a good interview.
Yeah.
Rescue saves the pets from possible euthanasia. They feel like they're saving lives, says the director at the hotel. The combination of hotel workers and rescue workers putting the program together. This is a chain of hotels. This is the only one where they're doing it. This started in 2012, and they have not had one complaint from anybody about allergies, dogs doing poo, anything, not one complaint. I think this is what a great idea this is.
You know,
anything that gets a dog or a cat at home is in a positive way is a great idea.
I heard a story this week, Warren, and apparently the International Humane Society worked out a deal with a South Korean dog, I don't want to call it a breeder, but a place that supplied restaurants with dogs in South Korea, to close down and send all of the dogs to shelters here in the United States.
I believe 25 of those dogs actually just arrived in the country.
Okay.
By the way, we're not talking about dogs as pets, folks.
No,
they're using them for.
In parts of Asia, obviously, and I spent a lot of time in Southeast Asia, and, you know, they do use dogs, absolutely.
Right.
So there's a real push to stop that, and I definitely understand it. So that you're absolutely right, Rich, that there's been an uproar, and some of these dogs have already been sent to the United States. And
now, my thing was, though, is that hopefully they were sent to a no-kill shelter.
No, every one of them is going to find a home.
Okay. But the other side of it is the government makes it so ridiculously difficult. I happen to... I was searching for, trying to figure a way to get Charlotte to California without, I can't really bring her on the plane anymore with me. I could, but it wouldn't be easy. And I don't want to, I can't really drive with my sciatic the way it is at the moment. So I'm trying to find another way to get her there. And I started looking around, and in my search, I'm looking at, you know, because they come, all kinds of things come up when you do the search on Google, including pets being transported from outside the country. And the still ridiculous sort of things that you have to go through to get a pet through the quarantine and all that other stuff.
I've taken pugs to and from South America.
Yeah.
And it's a whole routine.
Especially if you're on an island like Hawaii, which actually just lowered their quarantine, or England or something. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're in Australia, when you're on an island like that, they're so fearful of certain diseases coming in that they did have the quarantines. But now, with all the vaccinations...
We did have to get shots and papers.
Yeah, you do. Okay, here's the story of a puppy called Penny who got reunited with her U.S. owners. She went on a 2,400-mile road trip that took her to Iowa, Pennsylvania. She was in a truck stop. She went to the pet hospital in Pennsylvania. A Vizsla. What do those dogs look like?
Hungarian sheepdog. A lot of people think they're like faded Weimaraners.
Yeah.
It's a Vizsla, Hungarian Pointer. I trained them in Europe. Great dogs.
Really? She went missing. Apparently, she got picked up by a trucker, got carried around. And somehow or other got back to Seattle after having gone 2,400 miles in various... She got to Des Moines to a truck stop and then got back home again. Can you imagine?
Amazing how they do it. You know, one day we'll talk about exactly how they do that. But let me leave you with this one thing. Never stand between a dog and a fire hydrant. That's my thought for today.
That's a good thought.
Good for you. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you.
Have a good one, guys.
As Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out thepetshow.com for lots of great stories about things that will help you raise a better, happier, healthier pet. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.